It's a group you never wanted to be a part of, but you're glad it exists.
That group is the Families of Children with Cancer. The nonprofit serves local families in Northeast Wisconsin and the UP through financial assistance and social gatherings. The organization usually has at least one event every month. Rob Collard is president of the board. He says for a lot of families, it's almost therapeutic.
They'll come up to me like, we didn't know we needed this as bad as we needed this. Even they're like, we haven't been out of the house in 4 months besides appointments. We can't wait until the next one.
Rob's daughter, Taylor, was diagnosed with T-cell acute lymphoblastic leukemia in 2018 at just 16 years old. Her mother, Sean Collard, is the secretary for the organization and said at first they thought she just had a cold, and then...
her skin was looking really great. Dad took her into the doctor, and the doctor immediately did blood work and pulled Rob into another room and said, I have a hospital room ready. Taylor has cancer. I don't know what kind. You need to call mom. We went to the hospital. Our next door neighbors went and picked up our son. He didn't really have any clue what was going on. He was 9. The cancer was 98% of her blood.
They said a week earlier they went to say they said it was the flu. Mm-hmm. And a week later we would have never lost.
She would have died.
Luckily, after 2.5 years of treatment, she had her last chemo in 2020 and graduated from St. Norbert College in May of 2024. While currently serving 450 local families, following the organization's humble beginnings in 1974, they had just 28 families after the first 5 years in 1979. While the world has changed a lot since then, the weight of a cancer diagnosis shocks the family just the same.
That was a very eye-opening, soul-searching, crushing family experience.
Jeanette Charniak's son, John, was diagnosed with leukemia when he was 10 years old in 1974. He died 2 years later. Does that last name sound familiar? She's my grandma. When John was diagnosed, she and my grandpa Maynard started the group Parents of Children with Cancer, which later became the Families of Children with Cancer.
I said, how are these other families getting through this? I mean, there's nobody else that has been through this that we know. How are other people doing that? And Dr. Stuart Adair, who was treating John, looked at me and he said, would you like to meet other parents? I said, yes. And that was the very start. It was devastating to how their families were participating in something that they really didn't want to be into, but they knew it was important.
And on top of the emotional stress comes the financial stress. So
we provide financial assistance. We have scholarship assistance for those that reach college age. You can request financial assistance in the form of gift cards, grocery, gas, whatever your need is. Mileage assistance. About $1,500 will reimburse for mileage assistance.
Not every type of childhood cancer can actually be treated here at St. Vincent. There's really no other places locally, so some kids have to go all the way down to Milwaukee for every treatment.
Since the nonprofit functions without federal or state funding, donation events like Radiothon on WTAQ have a huge impact on their families.
It's always such a good reaction. It's always just a...
many people just cry. They're so thankful. I mean, they're tears of joy.
It just, thank you. So yeah. Appreciative. Yeah. Like, so thankful. People going through the worst times of their lives end up being so thankful.
WTAQ has hosted Radiothon every year since 2006. Jeanette says it has a ripple effect.
It'll help many people who will be very appreciative, and that will be passed on down the years too. So one person helping, 3 more people will be helping after that, and it'll keep growing. So if you want to give a little something, it's worth 10 times more than that than you'll ever realize.
Reporting in Green Bay, I'm Rachel Charniak, WTAQ News.